Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protest. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again. We will get into while we play Tribal War Cry from Emax the Image producer, Sheriff Kilroy on the vocals. Before we start anything out, definitely praying for all of those who are suffering through Hurricane Harvey. I want to put out there that you are listening to Al Porter, M-A-N, in the street, chapter 6, verse 35. That M-A-N, that man, is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those online at blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate those who went to EMAXX Radio. And if you see the number, feel free to dial in at 646-478-0944. I just have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, press one or call back. That's how we do that, because everybody's phone calls are important. Before I go to some of these phone lines, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting off with number 10, the debut of Ricky Rich. Number 9, debut, EBT Music. Number 8, Black Odyssey. They have a lot of new videos. Number seven, this coming Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Speak Up Poetry, it all begins again. Free food. They have theirs like once every beginning of the month. Free food, free Black Studies program, main classroom building, room 137 at 2120 Chester Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. It's been renamed the Dr. Williams Speak Up Poetry. Number six, debuting, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. Number five, moving up, it was Larry Gardner of Voice It Radio's Headlines and Headaches main event. He had his birthday bash last Friday at the Chicken and Waffle Spot around 11th and Prospect. Number four, the debut of the Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that in just a little while. Number three, debut, Africa House Block Party, which happened all last weekend. That was nice. Number two, moving up, Activist Forum. More on that in just a little while. Man in the Streets was a part of that. And the number one debut, Cultural Gardens One World Day. That happened yesterday. So before I go to the phone lines, I'm looking at 216-820-216-400. Let me start off by saying the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays from 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue. Also, let's make things easy. VoiceOfRadio.com, Mondays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Larry H. Gardner, Most Electrifying, and on Tuesdays, VoiceOfRadio.com, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., you will find out the secret plans that are being laid out, which is going to transform Cleveland within a five-year upcoming from Mayor Frank Jackson. And wait until somebody comes on and tells you a certain council person that you wouldn't believe is helping push that plan. Hey, you never know what's going to happen. Now, before I go to the phone lines, I do need to at least stop. Wow, I almost said drop, open up shop like DMX. But I want to go and say that the Black House Sounds Open Mic Night, this coming Friday, September 1st, 2017, you can go to 17325 Euclid Avenue, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190, the Chandler Park Building, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You just go to the second floor. You'll see a sign that says Friends Fellowship. Time is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Last week's premiere, you had Black House Sounds, Joe Legacy, Mr. Powers, Sheriff Kilroy, Angel Ortiz, Lyrical Beast. You had you. Did Cleveland mayoral candidate Bill Patman walk in, sit, and enjoy a freestyle that I was doing at the time? Was Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop DJ Dollar Rock there? I do believe so. As I get ready to do anything else, I want to also throw out there, because you all say you don't give us no information. So since I don't give you all any information, I am going to say that Solidarity Cookout, A Day for Reunion, presented from SEIU 1199, Saturday, September 9th, 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the SEIU Cleveland Union Hall. It's at 1771 East 30th Street, Cleveland, between Chester and Payne. Free food right there for you. You'll be meeting political candidates. Just a time to get out. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-820. They're probably upset because I was telling them about open mic, and they're probably getting ready to tell me I don't care about that. 216-820, hope I did not offend you.
Why would you offend me, brother? You know what I'm saying? This is Joe Dub from Black House Sound. And yes, I heard what you just said, and no, I will not hurt you for spilling the beans. Because guess what?
Okay.
You told Oh, come on, dog. Take a deep breath, dog. Stop it. Dog, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like this here. It's like this here, okay? Real talk. Everybody need to understand that, hey, when it came down to open mic night, I tell you right now, I did not expect to see what I had saw there. You know what I'm saying? And not only did I see a nice crowd there, but I saw Mr. Powers do his thing. I saw my man, the founder of Black House Style, Joe Legacy, hit him with that no limit, what the Lord will do. Then the sheriff came out with a bigger surprise for me, other than his usual hit single, Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man. He hit me with a throwback joint from 1998. And of course, you know, the lyrical beast, but Brother Angel Ortiz tore the house down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Angel Ortiz really, really did his thing. And that's why I'm telling each and every single artist that is listening, if you have
go right ahead. May be happening right now. Just to make sure we're good. And I'm going to see. Are you still there? I do not know what may have happened.
Hello?
But, okay, there we go. 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 Go ahead.
Yikes. You know what I'm saying? Due to the technical difficulties, you know what I mean? Things happen like that.
That's right.
But what I'm saying is that when I got a throwback from you and hearing the lyrical beast and Angel Ortiz, it was like, you know, they tore the house down with that. And then, you know, like I tell them right now, at that building that you just mentioned, you know what I'm saying, the 17325, you know what I'm saying, it's on the second floor at Friends and Fellowship. If you got kids, bring them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me, oh, I ain't got no babysitter. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no sitter. You know what I'm saying? They need to have some fun, too, just as much as you do. You know what I'm saying? It's an event for everyone. So don't be a stranger and just be alarmed and come on out this Friday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., you know, to see this event, because at the end of the day, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music.
Real Cleveland music.
We are on the move, you know what I mean? And a lot of these other artists that's out there, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all still on the move, because I want you to keep on pushing and I want you to keep on doing forward, you know what I'm saying? Just like Black Odyssey, you know what I'm saying? I be hearing a lot of stuff from them and the things that they've been doing, and I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? These artists, they need to get on the move, you know what I'm saying? And if you ain't on the move, you know what I'm saying, then what you in the game for? Because ain't nobody just going to play your video and just sit there. You know what I'm saying? You just going to be sitting at home and then your video being playing? No, you got to be on the move, brother. You know what I'm saying? When you on the move, like myself and the rest of Black House Sounds and other artists such as Black Odyssey who be doing that, I tell you right now, man, when they on the move, you know what I'm saying, then don't sit back and ask the stupid question of why is this happening and why is this not happening for yourself. Because like I say before, self-preservation is the best motivation, and the only person that's going to stop you is you. You know what I'm saying? Only you stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So big ups to all the groups that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Just like the two groups that I just mentioned. And you know what
I mean?
So, you know what I'm saying? I want everybody to know that, hey, Black House Sound shows nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? We on the rise and we on the move. And we letting everybody know that this coming Friday night from 7 to 9, once again, open mic night. You know what I'm saying? There is no age limit. You got talent, come on out and showcase it. You might win something. You may never know.
Man, I thank you just as well, brother. And is it true? Is it true that if I go to YouTube.com or Facebook and type in J-O-S-E-P-H-M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, maybe add a period, that all the Black House sounds, music, and videos show up?
Man, not only will you see that, you will see interview footage and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And don't be on, and also be on the lookout for the new, excuse me, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for the, be on the lookout for the new movie that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Real soon. Mm, and speaking of
okay.
movies, Black House Sound is already in the movie. Talk now 360 degrees. Contact your local DVD or CD vendor for that. You know what I'm saying? And so forth. Or you can contact myself or Joseph Motley Jr. You know what I'm saying? And for more info on that, you know what I'm saying, on how to do that, you got to go log on to the YouTube or the Facebook, you know what I'm saying, to get more information. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and log on and get that information, and you will follow us, and you will be seeing what the persistency of what Black House Sounds is doing.
Man, I appreciate that. If you hold a line, I'll do my best to get into something interesting for you.
Holding, I will be holding for the rest of this broadcast, you know what I mean? Because like I say, I show nothing but love to Blog Talk Radio. And, you know what I'm saying, with the and I want to hear some more news, hopefully, about the hip-hop workshops coming soon.
I sure will do my best to do that for you, and thank you very much. Just hold the line. I'll get that on for you. And, man, I am excited about this, and I'm looking at the 216-400. Again, I'm looking at the 216-400, and I'm also looking at 216-406, 216-209. So what I'll do is honor a couple of requests. I want to let people know. So y'all say I'm not going to tell you about anything, but I'm letting you know that Lava Flame, first annual Bring the Peace Back to School Block Party concert is on September the 9th, 2017. That's at noon Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Alexander Hamilton, let's see, the Alexander, that rec center, which will be give back to the community for sponsors, speakers, vendors, artists, hairstylists, barbers, 216-210-3610. Or you can Gmail number. So in other words, you just put the numeral, you just put one, LAVAFLAME at gmail.com. So it reads out one Lava Flame at gmail.com. And then this coming Saturday, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1895 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136, DJ Dollar Rock, Kenoy Visions Hip Hop Workshop News. Eastside is sponsored the event. With the women's edition, a lot of lady performers will be there from the Anatomy, Free Food for People. Definitely, it's just definitely going to be a nice thing. Plus, there'll be tickets that people are doing their best to perform and earn to the Ohio Hip Hop Awards itself. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. So with that being said, I'm going to go and take a look at the 216-400. 216-400. I hope that I have not bored you. Again, 216-400. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I would just like for all of the listeners to please say a prayer for the people in Texas, because they are really having it. And thank you. And I hope to see everyone at the workshop on Saturday. Thank you.
All right. You are more than welcome, and please just continue to hold the line. We'll be right with you shortly. And I just want to say that's why we had to start off the way we did, because we definitely needed to throw in prayer. And before I go to 216-406 or 216-209 or 216-703, I just want to start off and let people know, because sometimes you end up busy doing things and nobody lets you know if, I will say, you've done a follow-up. You know, I could get up here and talk about something, but if I haven't followed through with it, then what good am I? So before I go to the 216-406, I just want to throw up there and say that recently, for those who something was going to come out of it, it's only a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It'll only be about a minute and a half or two. To update for Richard Amiel, the cop hired, so I say Richard Amiel, he was a cop hired by Euclid Police Department, and he had been hired after resigning from Mentor's Police Department before he was about to be fired for giving conflicting stories to his supervisors over a traffic stop he initiated. Now, his reason for being a policeman on his application was he enjoyed the thrill, danger of law enforcement. So, you know, three times this year, the officer, Richard Amiel, was involved in a problem. A city recreational worker alleges he was assaulted by Richard in a July arrest. April, he cuffed a young 16-year-old girl in the library. That film was released last week, and then he put her on the ground after the cuffing. Then, of course, August, a couple weeks ago, he beat down Richard Hubbard III, Luke Stewart's family. Now, Luke Stewart's family, he was, we will say, murdered, shot five times and tasered on March the 13th. Now, the Euclid Officer Rhodes, well, the family, Black Lives Matter, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Indivisit Cleve, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, dozens of people. So you'll say about 80 people took over Euclid City Council last Monday evening, standoff with the SWAT team over Stewart's and Hubbard's treatment. The result? Well, they suspended of the latest chapter. Officer Amiel, he was suspended for 15 days without pay. County prosecutor, more importantly, Michael O'Malley, new on the job, is investigating his record. I remember WKYC.com did cover the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting at our headquarters with our response last Wednesday, where Dr. Richard Montgomery, Sergeant Major Stokes were covered. And we also thank Black Lives Matter for at least initiating things and getting us together. You know, my thing is the suspension, 15 days, no, it's not enough. But when you look at the battle, you have to prepare to win a war. It makes it very easy for family of Richard Hubbard III. And even the young lady who was arrested for basically hollering, don't kill him, that's what he was. It makes it easier for them to recover money from a civil suit because the city is basically speaking, admitting that they did something wrong. So I'm going to move down the list. Like I said, 216406. How you doing out there, 216406? What's happening?
I'm unmuted. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a superwoman of the award-winning I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than the suspended officer, so I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. There are actually a couple of things that I wanted to just run past everybody. You already mentioned one. That was not only just prayers for those that are in Texas, but to let you know that there are people right here in Cleveland who are collecting items are gravely needed for the citizens of Texas who are literally floating down the river. It's sad. Mm. It's really, really sad. That you know, this would have to happen, but you know, we don't have any control over. They say Mother Nature, but I say Father God, because he allows things to happen.
Right.
But I just want to say that Jerome Brown is collecting items. There's several, a multitude of people, I guess, who are doing collections. I'm collecting hygiene items. And Avon has a product called Pencil Soft, which is well known to keep bugs away, because we know that the bugs are down there, you know, in the swamp.
Yes.
Stand in water and stuff. So if anybody wants to order or donate bug spray, any type of bug spray, especially the one that prevents the Zika virus, please, please. And also that has a combination of sunscreen in it. That would be greatly appreciated. And any type of hygiene items. I am collecting those to send to Texas. So if anybody wants to hit me up, just inbox me on Facebook, Tina Hobson, and I'll make sure I'll get the things from you. And second is, wow, I forgot what the second thing was. Oh, no, I didn't. It was good to see you at the second actual kickoff for the Unit Kingdom for mayor of East Cleveland endorsement
right.
by Marsha Fudge last week. It was really, really good seeing you. And I wish her well. I wish her well. You know, a lot of people are talking about her age, but I'm saying, what age got to do with it? When you can do some good for a community, you know, she's got one breath in her body, and she seems to be getting around a lot better than I am, literally. You know, give somebody with the experience a chance. Let them do what they know how to do, because it's not what we know, it's who we know. We know that, okay?
True.
She knows a lot of people. She knows a lot of people. And the third thing, I was just sitting here looking at this headline, Brother Al, Cavs withdraw from Quicken Loans Arena transformation project. Wow. What was that all about? Okay, were they just in it to get the playoffs or whatever they call it? Were they in it just for show? Now that it's up to the people to make the decision whether they want this transfer, not that they don't want the transformation, but who is actually who's going to pay for it, they backed out. How interesting.
Oh, man, hallelujah. And they were supposed to have.
Gone.
Wow. Amazing. That's just saying
that
God is amazing.
That really blew me away. And I don't see a viable reason for them that say that they love that the Pew Arena so much that it is, you know, like a historical landmark now because Cavs won
right.
their first and only, you know, championship there in the Pew. I mean, come on. $70 million? You don't want to, you know, they could have gave the whole $140 million, for real. We know that.
True. Yes.
But now they don't want to give anything. Very interesting.
It is.
This city. I love Cleveland, but we do some strange stuff up in here, you know?
We do.
True colors really
so,
come out.
Thank you for letting me know that. That's like headline news right now.
Oh, yeah. I looked at that and I'm like, oh, there was opposition because there was opposition from community groups. Well, shouldn't there be?
It should have been.
Don't we all have a right? We should have had a right to have a say-so in this before they made that decision.
And that is
so
true.
They made the decision, and now because we want to have a say about our money, they don't. Well, I'm gonna take my basketball and I'm gonna go home. You can't play with it.
There you go. Hey, before I go anywhere else, if you could tell the people out there where we can find your award-winning network, I'll appreciate it.
You can find me everywhere other people don't want to be. I'll put it that way. But I am on internet radio. I am a Superwoman Radio, Spreaker, YouTube. I am on iTunes. I am on September the 7th. We'll be expanding to Healing Keys Radio, Praise Orlando, Florida. Expanding to 160 additional countries around the world. So I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. And I'm just grateful to be alive today. But Yeah, just hit me up at www.spreaker.com/user/IAmASuperwoman, or just look for I Am a Superwoman on any social media outlet.
Thank you so much. And if you hold on to that phone line, I think we might get into a few things you just might like.
I think so. Okay.
Oh, appreciate you very much. And before I get to the 216-209, I'm looking at two different 216-703s. I'm even looking at the 216-450. I just want to pull up the 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox for just about a minute to a minute and a half. You know, last month, the NBA deputy commissioner said, and that's Mark Tatum, that if construction on the Cube Quicken Loans Arena transformation project didn't start by September 15th, Cleveland would fall out of running for the All-Star Game to be held in 2020 or 2021. Now, you know, last week, I guess it's a dead deal, dead on arrival, because of how Supreme Court, they had ruled that maybe about a week and a half ago that Cleveland had to review the petition signatures against the $140 million Q deal. City of Cleveland may get an all-star game in 2020, but first, fair thing, let the voters decide. It's fair. I mean, being there, Dan Gilbert, that's what the announcement just came in, and I'm going to tell you something. I knew that clergy, there were some of them and quite a few others that were supposed to go down to the queue and the black contractors and say, hey, look, we need this for jobs. I would never say that black contractors don't need to work. What this deal proved is that it wasn't done right. Because let's face it, if the black contractors who were holding Mayor Frank Jackson accountable in the first place on a failed attempt for a recall had done right, they would have said, you know something, we demand our jobs. Dan Gilbert, poor little rich boy, go behind, pay for it, out of the casinos and everything else. But I'm going to step back and go to 216-209, take these phone calls. Probably Dan Gilbert on the phone right now to tell me off for my views. 216-209, I apologize, Dan. What's going on with you?
Oh, no, this is not Dan Gilbert.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
What's going on, man?
Brother Al, it's so much. And for all those that don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey. It's a lot going on, man. I started a business, a shoeshine stand inside the Nine Hotel for all those who are looking to get their tennis shoes clean, shoeshine, their suede, leather, you know, come see me. Pat Leather, too. I do that, too, as well. I'm inside the Nine Hotel Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So come and check me out. You can also check us out on YouTube, Black Odyssey TV, BLAQODESSY TV. I got another video coming up from Dejon Hargis. I'll have him call in pretty soon when the video is done.
Nice.
We got a video from Goldie coming up, another video from Max Spitt coming up. So, Black Odyssey, yeah, Black Odyssey Films is real busy. So, putting in that work, we just dropped a video from Honesty Blade maybe like 2 days ago.
Real nice, so one, too. Real nice.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we're really putting in that work. Shout out to Black House Sounds. Man, we got to get together. Every time I want to get to try to start to do a show, people hit me up for more and more videos. So please just bear with me. Please. I'm a busy man. I just started a business as well. So it's so much that we got going on. And God has put his hand in everything, and I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. All I can do right now is just open my arms and continue to receive these blessings, because I'm living testimony.
Amen.
And I'm the truth of what the last caller just said. It's not what you know, it's who you know, because when I was in the place, the right place, the right time, I bumped into Mr. Fred Geis, and that's how I wound up with my business. So It's not what you know, it's who you know. So you always have to believe in yourself, even when your faith is at as low as a mustard seed, because you never know how something to turn out for you in your favor. So I'm giving that piece of information out to all those who are really listening, and just take heed to that, because, you know, too short, it can be gone in an instant. We see what's going on all over different parts of the world, even here in the United States. So nobody and no place is exempt. So please, you know, just take heed to what I'm saying to you and the urgency of my voice, and understand that life is precious. You must enjoy it.
Yes.
Do right and live it to the fullest every day. Every day you breathe in, every chance is another chance to do something right and do the right thing. So y'all stay easy, y'all stay blessed, and be humble, please. This is John from Black Odyssey, and that's BLAQODESSY.
Man, appreciate you very much for that message. Please hold the line, brother.
I sure will.
No problem. And, you know, before I do anything, I just want to point out I have like two 216-703 numbers that I'll be going to, a 216-450 phone number as well. As a matter of fact, let's see what's going on, since that is like what's happening right now. I'm going to the first 216-703. What is on your mind right now? 216-703, your own live.
Mr. Porter, the man in the streets, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'll just sit here listening. For those that don't know, this is Mr. Hurricane Banks from Black House Sound. How are everybody doing out there?
Doing excellent, man. What's happening, my Black House Sound brother?
Well, man, I just want people to know, man, that Hurricane Bang is still working, always still putting his hands in things that we couldn't put our hands in. For those of you who don't know, because I know you're probably thinking, like, I've seen Black House Sound a lot of stuff, but I don't think I've seen you. Well, I am the fourth member of Black House. I just want people to know that. I am the fourth member of Black House.
Right.
I have been on Turn Up, which is one of our most popular songs. From maybe a couple years ago. I was the guy that had all the jerseys on. That was me.
Right.
You know? And I'm featured on CCR 1, CCR 2, CCR 3. I have done songs with Mr. Porter. I have done songs with the founder, Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., and our other label mate, the CEO of Black House Sound, Carl Powers. We have done numerous collaborations, whether it was just two of us, three of us, all four of us, or whatever the case may be. But I'm still here, and I ain't going nowhere.
I'm so glad to hear from you this evening, man. Is there anything else you want to put out, including contact info, please?
Well, definitely, I want to say, before I get my contact info, I just want to let everybody know that people that listen to this radio every Monday, just stay blessed, man. Just stay blessed. I mean, there's a lot of topics that be touched upon, and there's a lot of things that I didn't know that Mr. Porter keeps me informed on every Monday. And the callers also, because like the caller before the last caller, shout out to Black Odyssey, by the way, but the caller before the last caller said that about the Q and the 140 million and all that. I'm a big sports man, and I did not hear about that. So that was the information that I did not even know, and I appreciate that. Definitely.
Got you.
So,
appreciate
with
that
being said, I just want to say that, once again, this is Mr. Hurricane Bang. You can find me on Facebook at Champagne Bang. I have a music page on there. It's called the Hurricane Bang / Underrated Music Page. It's plenty of songs on there from myself, Mr. Porter, Mr. Powers, and Mr. Motley. if you can't get the Mr. Motley page or you can't get the Mr. Porter page, I definitely have stuff on there also that is from everybody in Black House if you want to get on that. I'm on Instagram also as underrated underscore 5950. I'm on that piff. I'm on YouTube. I'm everywhere, man. I'm just, you know, I'm one of those guys that's in the shadow. You know, you might not see me, but I saw you. Just know that.
Much respect on that, for real. Needed to hear that.
Definitely.
Thank you so
definitely,
much.
Definitely, man. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. And there's plenty. I don't know when, but Mr. Porter, we got to get together and do a song, man, a new one, man, because I don't even think people even heard the songs we have done yet.
No. No, they haven't. They got to go on that Joseph Motley Jr. they got to go there to the Facebook and the YouTube page. They have to. So you're right.
Oh, yeah,
so we
definitely.
We will start re-promoting that up. Thank
oh,
you,
yeah,
brother,
definitely.
For calling
I'm
in.
I'm definitely, as always. And just thank you for the information that you always give us every day and the inspiration you do for our community. And we appreciate you, Mr. Porter. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Please definitely hold on to the phone line because I will be going to the other 216703 and the other 216450. I guess I do need to let people know that the MC Chill Radio Show is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And then the Art McCoy Radio Show airs on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM. You can also reach Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat on Facebook, Porter underscore Alfred. Definitely, that's the Twitter. And I do want to go back and let people know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or blackonblackcleveland.com. I'm going to go to this 216703 phone line. I'm sure they're waiting to tell me off because they had to wait so long. 216703, how you doing out there?
What's going on out there, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing excellent, man. What about you?
Well, I'm so happy about every Black House Sound caller that called in to let people know about the different views of the game that we face when we do this music. Black Odyssey, also want to show love to them off the jump because they say the name, and that means a lot to me because they out here doing things every day, and that's a great company, and people need to get with that. How that sound? That sound great, don't it?
Yes, it does.
I know it does because it's called promotion, so if people can come to our open mic this Friday, I really need you people to come out. Also, Miss Superwoman, excellent show. Y'all need to get with that. At the same time, if y'all can come on out this Friday, if you have talent, you want to rap, sing, dance, play drums, any instrument you want to bring, however you want to do it, display yourself. Put yourself out there in the atmosphere. Come on out to our open mic this Friday. Mr. Porter will give you all the information. It's at the Chandler Building. And mm-hmm. Most people get on the 28, and they can get literally right off the bus, right by the building. It's on the second floor. It's a large area. And the music be hot. So come on out. I know my Black House Sound members thought, and everybody talking about albums and this and that. But we talking about your talent, your ability, your love,
okay,
your inspiration. And just come on out to the Friday night if you down for it. So, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
Cleveland music.
Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Check out that new video when it comes to what happened to the young man out in Euclid. We have a new song up there, The Sheriff. The sheriff lyric I want the world to know is Johnny Blaze. Check it out. Motley, I'm out.
A piece, and I can appreciate that. And I guess he left it to me to do, so I guess I should let you know that that open mic is this coming Friday evening. 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190 at the Chandler Park Building. For those who may remember, that was the Parker Hannifin steel plant, which was converted into Cleveland Clinic, and they said, nope, we can't do anything with it. Chandler Building now. It's 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190. Take the elevator to the second floor, or you can take the steps up if you want to be that health conscious. Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The time is 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And before I go to the 216-450 phone number, I want to just take the time to say that 16-foot step ladder for this soapbox, it'll only be about 2 minutes, as the activists had a real candidates forum. It was sponsored by ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, moderated by Kathy Ray Coleman. Now, mayoral candidates, Kratowski, Smith, Brewer, Kylo, Johnson, Patman. Now, Man in the Street did speak. And I just asked for three simple things. I let them know that, number one, being a black man, nothing saddens me more than to have to look through abandoned buildings for missing women. From Seymour, East 93rd, Imperial Avenue, so anyone running has to make women feel safe. Has to be a top priority. Number two, that is not for Lynn Hampton, the Black Shield president, not his job to take a stand against union head Steve Loomis, who says divisive jargon. It's the mayor's job, and as leader, they'll have to be able to rein him in. And then number three, the last part, was with the Peace Alliance for Pete. You had like four people fired, right, from community activist groups. If the community is up in arms about it, how can we ask or demand youth, gangs, tribes to get along together when the city has some activist groups out there fighting each other for crumbs on the table? Yeah, as D Nice once said on the track. Or from being brought to the table at all while people are still dying. Now, I know Fox 8 News, they were there, Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 1 candidate, Nicole Wells from Ward 10, Badass Teachers. Reverend Pinckney started everything up. If I'm not mistaken, Denise Serena, Larry H. Gardner put those events on Facebook Live. Judicial candidates, Mike Nelson, Marlene Ridenour, as well as incumbent Judge Mike Slawinski spoke there as well. So you did have VoiceOfRadio.com in the house. Aliana DeFree's mother was there. Angela Y. Davis, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime. Like I say, a lot of us were there, and it was just interesting to get some of those responses from people. My thing is, I know I've taken a lot of time, almost scared to get this phone call because they might be upset because I've taken too long to get to them, but I'll take that chance. Go to 216-450. I appreciate your patience. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mr. Porter? How are you this
doing
evening?
Doing well.
This is Natalie Fitton, Empower Jewels.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. I remember what you talked about beforehand when you mentioned that, because I'm basically speaking, I see the flyer over on the side, but for those people who may not have heard, what and who and what's all of this about the empowerment, you know, Jewels?
Well, Empower Jewels is about empowering female youth and women. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm so glad you brought it up. I commend you for bringing it up because there has to be something done as it relates to our women and our females, because our female youth are being end up missing, end up dead, end up injured for no apparent reason, and they are not receiving the justice that they need to receive. Just not happening in this city, right?
True.
And I'm a community activist for that, and you know that I've been out there for a minute.
True.
Empower Jewels is out here to fight for women as well as to educate female youth on various issues regarding their life, in all aspects.
I'm listening. I think
we
all are.
Yes, we have eight components: life support, mentoring, personal growth and development, communication skills, health and wellness, job readiness, and entrepreneurship, because many of our youth need to be into starting their own businesses. They have so much talent. They don't need to work for nobody. They can work for themselves. And we need more of our people in starting businesses in our community.
So true.
Etiquette, cultural heritage.
I can appreciate it.
And performing arts. Our youth need to know about the history and heritage. And I commend you, Black Odyssey, and others in educating people through music. I really do, because it has to happen.
Wow. I appreciate that coming from you, being that you're a motivational speaker, and you, ever since I met you, you always in a teaching capacity. You know, I have to ask you, how can people get a hold of you or become part of the program?
They can contact me on Facebook. They can contact me on Facebook through Natalie R. Fitton.
Okay.
They can also call me. I'm giving my phone number, 216-450-0748. They can
I appreciate you.
Thank you. They can also search Empower Jewels Inc. for the Empower Jewels Incorporated Facebook page, so that I can make sure that they become a member of that page, because we're posting every day. I also wanted to mention something about the cube, because I was listening to that conversation, and it's been my thing that I wasn't crazy about the deal with the cube. I understand that it'll create more jobs, but more money has to be put into these our communities. It has to be put into our community. Just look at them. Look at our community. I will not say how I really feel because we're on the radio.
I got you. I appreciate you for doing that.
And you know I can go.
And I just appreciate. I know that. That's why I say I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Al.
No problem. So what I'll do is I will definitely, with that being said, take a small break for the calls. They were mentioned a couple of times. Before I play anything from Black House Sounds, I'm going to go to Black Odyssey first. Definitely you have to keep praying. And we remember all of the people, storm victims from Harvey, and there are people doing collection work. Please, when you listen to the show or re-upload it or put it back out, let people know to definitely find these people and do what's necessary. Keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city.
see, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. Said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying. Yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, 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 keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what, you lose the blood.
See, we had a return phone caller, so I'm going to see if there was something that needed to be, you know, added in from the 216-703, or were you just calling back in to listen? It's on you. What's happening?
Once again, I'm stressing, but I ain't stressing, never. When people come on out to what Mr. Porter told you, the sheriff, he told you where the open mic at. It's this Friday night, and it's going to be popping. Come out, display yourself, do what you have to do. For every caller that called in, bless their soul, heart, and everything. I am so happy that it's a positive show every Monday night that constantly is in motion. It's a miracle. Other than that, Black Cow Sound makes real Cleveland music. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Out.
Hey, we appreciate that. And before we do anything else, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this because I hadn't played it for a little while. And when I come right back, we're going to break down the Q deal in just a couple minutes. So give me about 3 to 4 minutes. I'll be right back on the air after playing this from Black House Sound.
On everything she don't even know, a real woman got in the dough. Anything she played, it goes.
Nobody
was looking at her. She thinks nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being sealed back door.
This fine goddess walked through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She draped down with that Louis, though. Like them actress in a movie, though. Them wretched ones all living safe. Can't let the bros confuse me, though. Like analog, she gave me number. I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it, y'all. 1 month, I voted, y'all. Sex money, my motive, y'all. This diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. Nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though. Out.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not
The other dudes don't deal with. Let me sit down and hit that kill with you and show you about this trio killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night, you 4 deep with your girl, but you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telling and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body, let me more control it. She can do it with no hands, she's a pro, she knows it. On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. Out, out, out. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door.
She praying that my relationship fall. Bitch wanna be that other broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings out at the bar. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need a woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you are. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby cakes it ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust you know it's the least. My justice became your ride of peace. I'm my only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. Out, out, out. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though. Out, out.
Yeah, personal favorite of mine. CCR 2. Hey, you know, it gives me time to pull out this 20-foot step ladder. Because for those who may not wonder or don't know what people power can do, if you're doing things, this is a 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Because you have to remember how this all started. The Greater Cleveland congregations who vocally opposed the $140 million renovation of the Q, Quicken Loans Arena, taxpayer share. The GCC for short, they were part of a coalition that gathered, you have to realize, 20,000 signatures from Clevelanders opting for repeal or to at least vote on the issue. And when Cleveland City Council first got it, they refused to accept the signatures. And when they took them, council president at that time, Kevin Kelly, he refused to act on them. So the issue went to the Ohio Supreme Court, who sided with them. But beforehand, God, Creator, Yahweh, Allah, had the 43 church body member fight for the people, you know, like Moses, King David, Jesus, but not so fast. Four churches left over this. It was Antioch Baptist Church, Bethany Baptist Church, Temple Israel, Park Synagogue. Now, you have to look at it, because Reverend Dr. Todd C. Davidson of Antioch said, we can no longer stay silent as GCC use tactics that divide GCC members and sever crucial relationships with broader faith community and civic partners. We reemphasize our deep concerns for neighborhood people who are disadvantaged or in need. No, you're not. Because if you were, you would fight against this unfair tax burden. But not if you want your mayor, Frank, or Dan Greedy Gilbert happy. Now, let's read between Dr. Todd C. Davidson's comments. He said, civic partners. There's a new group out, the Clergy Coalition. Dr. Theopolis Cavendish of Greater Abyssinia and Reverend Jones, who both supported Mayor Jackson and the Q deal. Now, if you run into any of the names I call, you could ask them, what would Jesus do? Yahshua the Messiah, what would Yahshua do? Would the Savior not fight for the power of the people to at least vote on a certain issue? Why? Follow man's law as it follows God's law. And if you look at what just happened, Creator Spirit let it sink into the organization of the Cavaliers that, you know something, this is going against what the people's wishes are. Let's make things better.
maybe they'll be able to get to a championship after all, because they just showed a championship mentality when it comes to dealing with the people, the citizens, your fans. Look, I love and appreciate all the phone calls. Let's look out for each other and let's support each other on the different activities that are coming up. Appreciate you. Look out for each other. Peace.